Institutions under pressure, elections, immigration, and a darkening mood. Trump fired all members of the Election Assistance Commission this week, the federal body created after the 2000 Florida recount to set voluntary standards for voting systems, administer federal election funds, and certify voting equipment. The move, made less than 4 months before midterm elections, generated immediate legal questions about what replaces the institutional functions those roughly 65 staff members were performing. The electoral map is producing genuinely consequential signals. Senator Ted Cruz publicly acknowledged that a Democrat has a real chance of flipping his Texas Senate seat, a statement that, coming from a calculating political actor, implies internal polling supports the concern as much as it is designed to energize donors. In Georgia, John Ossoff holds a consistent polling lead over Republican Representative Mike Collins, while the governor's race remains a statistical tie. A poll released this week captured the underlying economic anxiety shaping the midterm environment with unusual clarity. Only 35% of Americans say the American dream is still attainable. Three quarters say billionaires hold too much power in Washington, and fewer than half say capitalism as currently practiced actually works. These are not fringe positions. They are majority or near majority views. A San Jose federal judge ordered USCIS to resume work permit processing, adding to a growing body of judicial decisions constraining the administration's immigration enforcement posture. The freeze had left people in genuine legal limbo, unable to work legally or travel while their cases awaited processing.